If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Hanson joins us from Block Club Chicago now. And we heard about the Bam Bam reunion this week, but now there's unsettling news from the vet. What's this all about, John?
Yeah, he's got some medical challenges after the rescue. As you can imagine, he was gone for more than 2 months, the 14-year-old Dachshund. And a 14-year-old pup is maybe going to have some medical issues to begin with. He greeted the Block Club reporter Ariel Perella when she went up to go see him with a wagging tail, big eyes, and a calm demeanor, back with his owner. But yeah, there's going to be some vet bills. He's skinnier. He's got some overgrown nails. He has a heart and a liver that is a little enlarged, which of course is never good news after this heartwarming story. But the amazing thing is how many people have been reaching out, donating to his vet bills and to the owner to get a new bed that's nice and comfortable for him. So I think we're still all smiles, Bob. And yep, good thing he got to the vet, right? Like, I think that's the good thing is that, remember, if he was stolen from the property, now he's been reunited with Angel Santiago in Logan Square. So they're going to get this hopefully taken care of and give Bam Bam a comfortable few more years here, hopefully.
Yeah, that would be nice. Let's talk about this rescue organization that is promoting pet adoption in a very creative way, aren't they?
The Eagle Man, Bob. Come on, those 90s commercials that we all know and remember. I've got something for you. There's been parodies of this over the years. I remember the Blackhawks did one like in 2019 with Patrick Sharp and Adam Burrish to talk about their convention tickets that they had. But every now and then one pops up. But I got to say, this parody video on Instagram from One Tail at a Time, I think is one of the best made ones. It really recreates the original classic Eagle Insurance commercial, and it's for a great cause. It is to help just kind of raise awareness of the fact that One Tail at a Time helps with pet adoption and so many other things too. Pet surrenders at local animal shelters skyrocketed after the pandemic when a lot of people got dogs that maybe they really weren't able to take care of once they all had to go back to the office. And so those issues have gone up, and One Tail at a Time thought, well, let's just raise a little more awareness about what we do and hopefully raise awareness about pet adoption. So I suggest everyone either go to blockclubchicago.org or you go to One Tail at a Time on Instagram to see this video. It's a good one, Bob. You know, some of them aren't so good. This parody's pretty good.
I'll check it out for sure. Is this Brownsville nursing home with a history of complaints going to be shut down is the question. What's the answer, John?
Well, we're still looking into it. The alderperson hasn't told us yet. Jamie Nesbitt Golden writing the story. It's a potential closing of the Southview Manor at 3311 South Michigan. IDPH has done quarterly reports on nursing homes with multiple violations at the facility going back to 2022. A resident suffering Alzheimer's went missing for 16 hours on one of the hottest days of the year. Other complaints as well, some more serious than others. And a public health professional close to the situation told Jamie and our Block Club that many of the residents have complained about bed bugs, rodents, poor treatment. I mean, it's just one of these stories that you just, obviously people in their time of need, we don't want those situations for them. So we'll have to keep everyone posted on whether they shut it down, but apparently it could be.
It's blockclubchicago.org for more on that. John Hanson does the Block Club podcast among his other 28 jobs, and we're happy about having you here. Thank you, John.
Take care, Bob.
I've got something for you.